Steve, what a night last night.
Yeah, it was. It ended up a busy one. You know, many times during the day yesterday we were thinking that possibly something wasn't going to happen. And when you're competing with the size and the tradition, the history of clubs that wanted the lad Becchio, and if you're competing with the size of two other clubs that wanted Johnson Clark Harris, you really wonder if you can get it over the line, but thankfully we did.
On Becchio, it was a real last-minute thing when it was announced right before the 11 o'clock deadline. How hard did you have to work to get that one done?
Oh, extremely hard. You know, I've been speaking to the lads at Norwich for about 10 days now, trying to do something. But you know, the reality is, whether he scores a goal for the Millers, we'll wait and see. But he's got a fantastic goal record, as you know, at Leeds United, and hence why he went in a multi-million pound deal. But what comes from that is interest from Championship clubs. And you know, it's no professional right of me to then name those clubs. Some local, some very, very local. But thankfully, the lad went away and discussed it with his partner. And after a couple of hours on the phone with him, he probably got fed up with me and agreed to join us. So it's, it's a good signing, and let's see what he does.
The reaction to that signing from the fans was extremely positive, as you can imagine. You know, proven Championship striker, everybody knows of Luciano Becchio. Just how much is this going to help you in the Championship this year?
Well, we hope it helps us. You know, the lad's very, very aware that he's come into a talented squad. Some good strikers here, some top strikers. You know, Alex Ravel, Jordan Bowden. Matt Derbyshire's got an impressive CV for scoring goals. And, you know, with young Johnson coming on board and Luciano, then it's fantastic competition for places. And that's what we want. And we think if you go back, as our chairman said, just over 2 years to I walked in the door, then if you look at the quality of the squad and where we are and how far we've come, it's the progress is unrecordable. But we've made a couple of good signings. Disappointed to lose out in a third. That may raise its head again in 10 days' time, but we've got two good lads in.
I do want to come on to your record signing in a moment, but just on Becchio, again, you touched on the progress there. There'll be a lot of other Championship clubs and fans of other Championship clubs today saying how Rotherham pulled that one off.
Well, I think we've pulled it off because we spoke about football to the player, and we spoke how important it was for him to be getting in a team, scoring goals and getting that feeling that every person who scores a goal at a good level gets when the fans celebrate with you. And Luciano has missed that feeling, and I spoke about that, and I spoke about we were on a journey and he wants to get back on a journey of his own, which was very, very exciting for him. And he became a big part of it, and thankfully for me, people like Chrissy Houghton, and Colin Calderwood, his number two, of course, when they were back at Norwich, spoke very highly of what Rotherham was about, the stadium, myself, and how we try and play and how it would suit them, and so we're indebted to them as well.
He's a proven goal scorer. What else do you like about him?
Well, I think it's just his awareness on the football field. He carries that little bit of selfishness in and around the box when he can get a goal. He's experienced. We wanted to make sure that as much as we can go and break our transfer record for a young player, we wanted to make sure that we could say to our supporters here, he is a guy that, along with Matt Derbyshire, that has a CV that says, I score goals. Now, so not having a CV, you say you score goals, you know, to have to do it for Rotherham United.
Are you going to have a challenge to keep all of these players happy? You know, you have got some good strikers, you've mentioned them there. There's quite a list of strikers, all of which could start for you on a weekend. How are you going to keep them all happy?
Well, you never have enough good strikers. If we could have signed another one yesterday, we would have done. You just never have enough. And I can remember Neil Warnock telling me that when he had about 20 strikers and a squad of 55, that he could never have enough. But he's right. And they'll all play a part over the season. The ones that we've got here, you know, we've had huge interest in Ravel, huge interest in Bowery, huge interest in Derbyshire. You know, we don't want them going anywhere. We want the lads to take on board the challenge. And because we've signed Luciano and because we've signed Young Johnson, are they going to make the start at Liverpool Bournemouth? Well, they better impress in training to be considered for the starting team because we've got three other good players there on the board.
It's classified as a long-term loan. Is that till January? Is it till the end of the season?
No, we've signed them till January, and we've got an agreement in place with Norwich that perhaps could take that further. But it's massively important that we get the lad in and we get him settled, and you know, we adapt him to our style as well as we adapt to his. As everyone knows, that happens with every player.
and your club record signing, you know, smashed it again this summer. A young lad with a lot of potential. What do you like about him?
Oh, everything. He's a boy in a man's body. He's a big lad. He's strong. He's poor. We got his statistics through from Oldham Athletic yesterday. When I can tell you now that people are thinking, here we go, but he runs the first 10 metres in the same speed as Usain Bolt. He doesn't run the 100 metres in the same speed as Usain Bolt. And it'd be in a different athletics industry, if you like, but he's rapid, he's quick, he gets a goal, he's powerful. I've been aware that a host of clubs up and down the country have been looking and wanting to do something. And thankfully for us, the player wanted to not go and join a big club where he gets developed in the under-21s and reserves over a year or two, but he wanted to join someone that believed in him and said there's a first team shot waiting there for him, but he has to produce that type of performance to deserve it, and he wanted that challenge, and he wanted to be a first team player. And let me tell you, when that kid got news yesterday that we'd agreed a fee, he was on a train heading to Rotherham within 20 minutes and having to walk to the train station. That's desire to be here.
And is this a good project for you as well? Because unlike, you know, Abecchio, he's somebody who's, you know, got his best years ahead of him. He's a young player, may not necessarily start immediately for you, but is he someone you can work with and try and develop now?
Yeah, very much so. I can remember when we signed Kieran Agard, and I said I had a wonderful feeling in it, and I thought he'd play a major part, and people were looking at the corner of their eye thinking, what's he on about? And Johnson Clark Harris is exactly the same. He's a young man that we think he'll probably make the first team quicker than a lot of people think he will. But he gives us some more wonderful competition. He's going to learn from some of the best. But if we look at the strikers we've got the experience in Luciano and Alex. None more experienced than Matt Derbyshire, who's done it at the top level. And we've got two incredible young strikers. You know, people forget Jordan Bowery's a kid. They forget that because he left Chesterfield and went to Villa, but he's a kid. And Johnson Clark Harris is a kid. But, you know, if the two kids are better than the two experienced guys, then I'll play them.
A real sign of intent, really, from Rotherham, isn't it, since you've won promotion, signed a lot of players in the summer, to sign a couple more on transfer deadline day. This kind of backs up the things that you said, that Tony Stewart said, when you did win promotion.
Well, I think we both agreed that we would only go into the market if we thought we'd get value for money. And when you sign a number of signings, it doesn't matter whether you're Steve Evans, Stuart Gray, Nigel Clough, it doesn't matter. You won't get them all right because you sign them for the right reasons and you want every one of your signings to be your best player. But it just doesn't happen. Some players take to a club, they take to a manager, they take to a dressing room. They're in form, they're out of form. But we've made absolutely huge progress. If you look at the quality in our squad today, obviously we're two leagues up, but compared to what it was when we inherited, the chairman's got a tremendous amount of assets in the playing squad. And yesterday, I think Paul Douglas would be the first to tell you that my phone never stopped about people wanting our players that's perhaps not been in the starting 11 for a week or two. That's incredible progress, because 2 years ago when I was trying to move them, nobody wanted them.
So you had to fight off some interest last night, as well as making a couple of deals?
I was all day yesterday, a bit different players. There wasn't any interest just in one player. There was a couple of sizeable offers rejected for players, and they were rejected out of hand because the chairman said, do you want to sell them? I said no. He said, well, turn them down. It's great support from a great man. And when we sat yesterday and we looked at all the options we were fighting through, we did have a list, in all honesty, of Luciano Becchio was number one when we woke up yesterday morning, and Johnson Clark Harris right beside him is number two, and a very close number three, and we got two of the three over the line.
Michael Tidzer moves out on loan to Oldham. Just talk to us about that deal.
Well, they had asked, Lee Johnson had asked about Michael Tidzer on a couple of previous occasions. So obviously we were in talks yesterday about Johnson Clark Harris, and Lee Johnson, the manager over at Oldham, brought up the thoughts that he would like to sign Michael. So we had a chat with Michael after training. He wanted to discuss it with his partner and think about it from a family point of view, but it ticked all his boxes. He can stay in his house in Rotherham, he can commute up to Oldham, no problem. He probably gets more chance of playing on a regular basis in League One at Oldham than he did here, and it just ticked every box. So he goes there till January, and we want the kid to do well, but we'll see him in the round of places local, so he'll be coming in for rubs and his days off and things like that. So he's He's a lovely lad.
And what now? Because there's quite a bit of time before your next game now. So what are you going to do with the players? Is it a chance to maybe get a bit of a break here? Or how are you going to approach these next few days?
Well, they've obviously been in over the weekend, and we were in yesterday. We worked really hard yesterday compared to most Mondays. They'll work hard again today. And then you'd probably just seen it. I've just been chatting to a fitness guru, if you like, only, and taking his advice on some things. And, you know, certainly post-tomorrow the lads will have a break, and then we'll regroup after the weekend and get very focused and ready for a difficult match at Bournemouth.
Thank you. Will do.